The Senate has passed the act already. It's now cleared the House Oversight Committee and headed to the House floor. Paul Singer is an investigative editor at Roll Call. He's been following the act, and he joins me now to talk about it. Paul, it's good to have you on the program. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Francis. How are you? I'm
well, thanks. This came about, was originally introduced on the Senate side by Chuck Grassley and Joe Lieberman. Where did it come from? Why did they decide this was something that needed this piece of legislation?
Well, this has actually been kicking around for years. This is something, particularly Grassley, has been focusing on the question of credit card fraud in the government for probably close to a decade. And there's been a string of reports from the General Accounting Office about some of them in individual agencies, some of them sort of government-wide, about just failure to control the expenditure through these cards. I mean, keep in mind, the whole idea of this credit card program sort of rolled out in the late 80s, early 90s particularly, was to cut down costs, right? I mean, you can streamline the procurement process, and you can empower your federal official to just make small purchases without having to go through a whole hullabaloo of paperwork. But the problem is that the flip side of that is you just lose control in some case, and then you lose deep insight into each one of these purchases. So it's been going on now for a decade of watching the expansion of this program. You've seen an expansion of fraud. You've seen that documented in a bunch of reports. And Grassley has been trying to get his arms around it now for about a decade.
Did you get a sense that the members of Congress recognize that this program has realized significant savings for the government? Yes. I'm not trying to minimize the issues that the GAO has been writing about. There's certainly some of them quite egregious. But overall, I don't know of anybody, including, I've never heard Senator Grassley say that the program overall is a bad idea. It's just that an extra set of checks and balances would be good.
Right. Well, and the law that the bill that is moving now through the Congress is, it never says, hey, don't give out these cards.
Mm-hmm.
What it says is, hey, what about a credit check for the people who are getting the cards? And then some of it is just kind of a housekeeping activity, like when an employee leaves the federal government, you should make sure to recover their card. Right? And then now some of it will be more complicated, right? They have some provisions in here for documenting. One of the issues the GAO has raised a couple of times is that because these purchases are sort of non-centralized and can be without a lot of advanced planning, sometimes you don't track the item that was bought very well either. So GAO goes back and says, well, what happened to these, say, laptop computers? Well, we're not sure exactly where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so now we want to track those better. So we can actually sort of put an object with a charge. It's kind of what the CFO of most corporations would be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the problem is the scale here is fairly ginormous, so it makes it more difficult. But again, what the bill is really looking to do is to get at some of these kind of bookkeeping things to make sure that the charges are, to the degree possible, make sure that they are appropriate. And there'll always be some fraud. I mean, how can there not be some fraud somewhere? But they're trying to minimize that.
Paul, you win an award because you're the first person in the history of my show to use the word ginormous on the air. So,
I try. I get my quarter there.
Yeah, big thumbs up for you, and we'll put your name on the wall. The whole idea, though, behind this act is what? If I use one of these, if I work in an agency and I have the authority to carry one of these, how is my life going to be different if this passes the full House?
You know, I'm not sure it will be significantly different other than, some of the credit check that you may have to go through to get the card the first time. And maintaining some of the records, you may have to operate under a transaction limit. You might have to get a clearance for a larger purchase. And I think largely just sort of keeping records of the transactions that will be more thoroughly reviewed. I mean, some of the stuff they're worried about is the really odd outlying thing. I mean, they had cases of somebody who had over a period of several years charged $640,000 to a Department of Agriculture credit card to basically, buy a car, pay their mortgage payments. They had, at one point, somebody bought a bunch of boats, like flat-bottom boats, and a dozen of them disappeared.
Oh, geez.
I mean, that's
I'm sure they were going to pay the money back.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, they were just looking for it under the sofa. I mean, I think what you're getting at here is that this challenge between providing the government with some convenience of purchase, which, of course, saves the government some money, and yet also being able to give the government the opportunity to make sure that's not being wasted. The other thing, apparently, is an issue. I don't know much about this one, but apparently part of the issue is the government, of course, gets rebates for volume purchases. Well, if a lot of people are buying one-at-a-time items, the government doesn't get those rebates unless it can sort of somehow collate all the purchases. Mm-hmm. I think it's something they're also going to be trying to do.
Back to what you were saying about how my life might be a little bit different. Do we have a sense of whether, if I have a card now, will I have to go through the startup process again as part of an attempt to lock these down and understand who has them and who doesn't? Am I going to have to go through the credit check process and all of that jazz?
It's not clear to me exactly how, because the way this is going to work is to require the agencies to establish the safeguards mm-hmm. And the internal controls. I would presume that would mean that if you had a card program in place, you would have to go back and perhaps, you know, do a credit check on people who already have cards. On the other hand, I don't know. I honestly just don't know the answer whether agencies are already doing this on their own, whether some agencies are already doing this on their own. My suspicion is also that in various federal agencies, there are different levels of oversight depending on how big your agency is, depending on, you know, how long they've had this program. So each agency, I suspect, will be a slightly different animal. But, yeah, I mean, I think if nothing else, there's going to be documentation costs. There's going to be some sort of startup cost. In fact, the CBO has said that this bill will cost $500,000 or so to implement, which, of course, ain't much. But just sort of get it up and running.
Not in light of what it could potentially save, too.
Theory, but they can't document what it saves because there's no way to know how much fraud you avoid.
Right. This is through the Senate. The Oversight Committee's cleared it in the House and sent it to the floor. What's the next step there?
Well, actually, I'm told that there's a Armed Services Committee has to take a quick look at it, too. I don't know whether they are on the calendar at this point. I'm trying to talk to them today. There is some provision of this that they have to get a look at, but presumably it would be relatively swift. I don't think this is a particularly controversial topic at this point, and then head to the floor. Once that's done, they should be good to go.
Paul, I appreciate you being on to talk about it this afternoon. Thanks for the information.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a good day.
Thanks.